Morning, lightworkers, healers, mystics. Welcome to my channel. We now talk about Jupiter as your Atmakaraka, your soul's guidance provider. First, I'm going through these layers, then we'll do detailed layers, okay? What is Jupiter? Jupiter is the one who provides guidance, who provides rules and regulations, who provides faith, guidance and regulations. Sagittarius, rules and regulations in Pisces. Sorry, faith in Pisces, letting go. So, your soul's path is to turn wisdom into nourishment when Jupiter is in Atmakaraka. You're not here to accumulate knowledge, but to embody understanding so others may grow through you. Your light becomes priestly, compassionate, quietly reforming. And so when it is placed in nakshatras of Devgana, that's what we are talking about, that's a Punarvasu. It becomes the restorer's light. You enter a world as the renewal itself, the teacher who brings faith after loss. People feel safe when you speak. Your calm becomes evidence and goodness still exists. It's like relighting the candle after a storm. When it is in Hasta Nakshatra, the hand of understanding, especially in the third house, Jupiter, you are a practical philosopher. Your actions, whether things may be a nature of writing, crafting, counseling, you become a living scripture. You teach that intellect without action is only half the truth. Virgo is very practical. So is Hasta, stands for the hand. So put all these things together. Fifth house, Swati, the teacher in motion. You are the wanderer sage. Knowledge travels through you like wind through trees. You teach freedom through faith, reminding seekers that belief should expand, not confine. Let's take 10th house, Pushya, the guardian's light. If you're a Libra ascendant, Pushya will come in your 10th house ascendant. You lead through ethics in public life. You embody integrity that others rely on when systems fail. Look around you, everything is failing. The world sees you as a benevolent elder. Stern in justice, yet soft in heart because it is Cancer. So essentially, Devgana Jupiter learns this truth, that the purpose of wisdom is not brilliance, it is blessing. You came here not to rule minds, but to open hearts through understanding. Next, we shall look at Saturn. If you find something, leave a comment. Thank you for all your presence here on the planet. Forget anything else. Thank you.